So, Jackie, we haven't actually heard any of your poetry. We've heard lots of poetry in your prose, and lots of the dream writers have been writing beautifully and poetically. But this is something that you wrote some time ago.
I wrote it some time ago. Actually, it was in the middle of the winter, and I have to say, I'm not a winter person, and I do get very miserable when it's grey and gloomy all the time. And I'd come back from town one day and just sat down and wrote this, and I dug it out because we're doing the poetry with Roz on Wednesday. So I thought it would be a good idea for me to have a look back at something that I'd written relatively recently. But as I say, when I was in quite a miserable mood.
That's all right. You're allowed all moods as a writer.
So I'll just read it to you. The streets are full of people who know where they are going. No one notices the fragile life that is wandering beside them, the invisibility cloak that has smothered her when she wasn't looking. The smiles and whistles had stopped. The swagger and toss of her hair were now redundant. A spectator and no longer a participant, watching others passing by, returning to their busy lives, no knowledge of what they are missing by not seeing her. Alone in a crowd, left abandoned, a life unfulfilled, a promise broken, words left unsaid, an outcast. On the outside, looking in at couples secure in each other's love, loneliness hangs like a noose round her neck, a table for two, a dinner for one. Flowers bloom, birds sing, children laugh, minutes, hours, days drift past. The outward life shines, but inside the candle gutters and dies.
Gosh, very beautiful, but very pertinent for a lot of people. You know, that whole idea of invisible women, particularly women, as they get older, they're unseen. I mean, teenagers feel like that. My teenagers feel like that most of the time. But actually, you know, it really does describe a whole tranche of people, doesn't it?
I think there are a lot of people, and say not necessarily women, who do just live their lives in this little bubble with everything else going on around them. And that's why it's important to reach out and be a part of other things, because it is very easy to become isolated, particularly as you get a bit older. And I don't like to think of myself as being old, but you know, I'm heading in that direction. And yes, it's you want to find other people who make you feel good.
So we're going to use that idea of poetry to express your inner stuff, and we'll really explore it with Roz Barber, who's an amazing poet, on Wednesday, and we'll catch up with you next week and see how that fared. And let's hope that that little confidence crisis has turned into some really good meaty stuff by next week.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to Wednesday. I'm feeling much more positive. So yeah, I'll see you next week.
Thank you.